We, as Christians, believe there is objective truth, and that truth is manifested in Jesus Christ. It becomes a basis of all our moral teachings. It becomes the basis of our worldview. Everything that we believe and do and how we live depends on that. But there is a danger there as well. And the danger is the cause of a lot of violence and a lot of harm and evil that's done in the name of religion, that we have to defend the truth with violence. When people are deceived about what truth is, and that truth justifies the defense of that truth with violence, when that truth justifies forcing people to believe in the truth, then there's trouble. Paul faced that kind of trouble. He came to a town called Lystra in his first missionary journey. Let's read about what happened there in the 14th chapter of Acts, verse 8. And there sat a certain man at Lystra who had no strength in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly looking at him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said in a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Laconia, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men." And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercury, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands into the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people. Which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of it, they tore their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out and saying, "Sirs, why do you do these things? We are also men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that you should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he was not left without witness, in that he did good to us, and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our heart with food and gladness." And with these sayings, they scarcely restrained the people, that they should not do sacrifice to them. And there came hither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, threw him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day departed with Barnabas to Derbe. Those people in Lystra had a story about their town, about when they were visited by the god from the Greek and Roman pantheon called Jupiter, and with him Mercury, and they didn't show hospitality, and they had a great disaster. And when this miracle was done to this man, when Barnabas and Paul came into their town, they thought they were revisited, and they wanted to give sacrifice to these apostles. And of course, they said that's not right, and they proclaimed the truth to them. Well, it was different than the truth that they believed in. And certain of Paul's enemies showed up. They used this and stirred up the city against them, and great violence arose against Paul, and he was stoned. We, as Christians, do not hold truth in that way. We fight with ideas. We convince people. The Spirit of God convicts people of the truth, and we have Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead, and God is the giver of truth. God is the guardian of that truth. God will bring retribution. God fights our battles, and some Christians over the years have decided that we need to force people to believe as we believe. Friends, we don't even need to do that. Jesus Christ is conquering the world with an idea that by believing in him, people can obtain eternal life. And the Holy Spirit comes and witnesses to them that it has been done when they believe, when they repent, confess, and believe. Leave retribution up to God. We defend the truth by speaking the truth. We don't have to turn to violence, nor should we. It is against the will of God. Father in heaven, I thank you for the truth. Jesus Christ, help me always to live by that truth. Thank you, O Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.